This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your hosts Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me, as usual, is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners, if at any point during the show today, if you'd like to get a little bit more information about what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or you can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're at the website, make sure to check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our past episodes. You can also check out all sorts of other resources on our website, including information about our consultation process, reports that we run for you, and all sorts of different tools and resources out there for you to dive into whenever you are ready. Again, that's retirewithbushka.com. Now, growing up, we hear all sorts of financial adages that stick with us well into adulthood. A penny saved is a penny earned. A fool and his money are soon parted. Lend your money and lose your friend. Save for a rainy day. I'm sure you could add some of your own to this list, but it begs the question, when it comes to our finances, what adages are true and which ones are false? So during today's show, we're going to discuss some of the commonly held notions about money and then break down whether they're true or false. And we'll also spend some time analyzing 8 common obstacles to retirement. But before we venture into today's topic, let's be sure to say hello to everyone here with us this morning. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, Cole. Thank you so much for asking. I've had a really great week. In fact, I just got back from Cleveland, and it might not sound like a lot of fun, but I visited the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which was a blast. I had a blast down there.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was great, and I got to do a lot of things, a couple of concerts, met up with my brother-in-law, who used to be my best friend in college. We were friends from college days, but now he's my brother-in-law, so that works out. We hung out down there. That was a great time. How about you, Sue? What have you been up to?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just enjoying the last couple weeks of summer. That's really about it.
Sad it's coming to an end so quickly.
You sound sad, Sue, but when you talk about the final days of summer.
Well, wouldn't you be sad, too? I'm not ready for winter, that's for sure.
Never. I never am, and it always surprises us when it happens, too. It's like sometime between now and Halloween, we'll probably have a blizzard.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
that 9 months of winter we got to prepare for here in the upper Midwest. So, Cole, how about you? How have you been?
Oh, busy. You know, I mean, obviously, we're kind of heading back into that busy season now that summer's winding down and people are kind of getting back to their finances now that they're done camping and traveling and boating and doing all of the things that we do all summer long, of course, in those 3 months of summer that we actually get in the state of Wisconsin here. But making the best of the weather whenever possible and, of course, working hard to make sure that our clients are well prepared for retirement.
Yeah, and we're going to touch on that today. I think that's important, and I know that's something you want to talk about. We're talking about the truth about your retirement money, because there are a lot of misconceptions and things that are said that aren't quite accurate. So I'm eager to hear what you have for us today, Sue.
Well, there was an ARP article entitled 7 Money Adages That Don't Always Ring True. And it offers up some really excellent information in a really fun way. Now, here's the article's first adage. It's always better to buy than rent. And the answer is, it depends. Now, while the conventional wisdom has long declared that buying your home or automobile outright rather than renting or financing is the way to go, The reality is that it isn't always that simple. Now, the article notes that while many financial services professionals do agree that it's better to buy than it is to rent or finance, the best step for you will often come down to your time horizon. Now, for example, buying comes with plenty of responsibility. Now, when it comes to your home, you have insurance, taxes, upkeep costs, and plenty of other things that renters aren't on the hook for.
Well, that's right, Sue. Now, Cole, I have a question for you. What about automobiles? I've always financed my vehicles, so am I making a big mistake by doing that?
Well, as with your housing, there's really no right or wrong answer for your set of wheels, Tony. Many people buy something and then drive it until it starts falling apart, and others lease for a couple of years, paying close attention to yearly mileage, and then return that vehicle and lease something new. Now, if you own a business and you deduct your lease payments, that strategy may make a lot of sense. But if you drive a lot, whether it's to work or the zoo or your daughter's soccer practice, the conservative mileage limits that often come with some of those leases may make that a less desirable option.
Yeah, and how about this one? I've heard this adage. Sue, maybe you can tell me what you think of this. You need to have money to make money, or it takes money to make money.
Well, that's a good one, and I've also heard it phrased as you need to spend money to make money. But no matter what version you prefer, that adage is false. Now, in large part, because of the influence of social media as well as the rise of gig economy jobs and consulting, you may not need a ton of extra cash sitting around to make more money. Now, the article does point to social media influencers as an example. Now, some of these folks have used a camera, a microphone, and platforms like YouTube and TikTok to make nice sums of money. And to make it even better, these accounts require a little in overhead other than your time and expertise. Now, the article also reminds me of a tool called 8 Obstacles to Retirement, which we use with our clients. It lists obstacle number 1 is income. Now, for many, Social Security is a key part of a retirement strategy. But in many cases, Social Security isn't going to be enough to allow you to maintain the lifestyle that you've grown accustomed to.
Well, that's right, Sue. I mean, Social Security tends to replace a fairly small amount of a person's previous income. Isn't that right, Cole?
Well, that's right. Now, the 8 obstacles to retirement material that we share with our clients explains that Social Security will typically replace a mere 38% of your previous earnings if you work a full career and you retire at age 65. Now, that means it's important to work with a financial services professional to craft a strategy that will handle all of your monthly bills. It really comes down to one simple question. Do you have a strategy that addresses the other 62% of income that you're likely to need?
Well, I know a 62% income gap isn't something I would want to address without the help of financial services professionals like yourselves.
Well, the next adage from the ARP article is pay yourself first, then forget it. The answer to this one is also, it depends. With saving money in mind, the idea with this one is that every time you get paid, you automatically route a predetermined amount of money to a savings account. Now, after that, your remaining money can be used for bills and spending. Now, by making your savings automatic, you don't have to remember to do it yourself. Now, while the savings part is good, the forgetting part isn't as good because it may mean you forget to increase the percentage that you're saving when your income rises. Now, furthermore, when you receive a bonus or cash gift, that money may end up in your debt account rather than your savings account. So automating some savings is great. Just be sure you aren't then forgetting to review your finances and strategy often.
Right. You have to do that. And I think automating savings is great, a little forced savings. If it never really is in your hands or in your checking account, you won't miss it, right? So get that automated. That'll help. Now, we should take a quick break here. But before we do, Cole, can you let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you and set up that complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, which is retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, we've got all sorts of resources out there and the ability to schedule that no-cost, no-obligation consultation.
All right. That sounds great. And listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole right after this.
Most people plan on taking their Social Security benefits at one of three ages, 62, 66, or 70. But did you know that there are over 20,000 calculations that could be run to determine the best time for you to file? Call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com to request your complimentary Social Security maximization report that will help you learn how you can get the most out of your benefit.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and we're having a great discussion today. We're talking about some of the things that are true and false about retirement and your money, things you've probably heard talking to friends, neighbors, around the water cooler, from relatives. A lot of us grew up with certain beliefs about money, but while those beliefs, I think, may often hold true as time passes, I'm surprised at just how many of them turn out to be false. So what do you have for us next, Sue?
Well, that ARP article that I had mentioned in the first segment also has some true and false questions that I think today's listeners will enjoy. The next of which is your stock allocation should be 100 minus your age. The answer to this one, once again, is it depends. Now, with this financial adage, you take 100 minus your age to decide your stock allocation, with everything else dedicated to bonds. Now, as the article explains, this strategy can give you a general idea of how you may want to invest, but it's definitely not a definite rule for everyone, especially younger folks.
Yeah, I would imagine. So does the article give an example for that?
Well, actually, it does, Tony. Let's say you're 50 and you have 15 years of paychecks left before you retire. If you follow the 100 minus your age rule, you'd only be investing 50% in stocks, which have the potential to provide a better return over the course of time. And of course, that's going to hurt your earnings potential. Now, the article concludes by noting that some financial experts think you should be more aggressive when you're a younger worker and less aggressive when you're an older worker. Now, let me add something important here. Investing can be very complex, and it comes with a number of rules, regulations, and nuances, many of which we simply don't have the time to get into in a 30-minute show. But if investing is part of your strategy, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to work closely with a trusted financial services professional.
Yeah, and we talk about that a lot on these shows, but in all sincerity, it's hard for me to think of a better reason to work with a financial professional than investing, right?
Well, that's right, Tony. And here's a fun one. Red cars are more expensive to insure. True or false?
Interesting. I would call true on that one because I've heard something about red cars, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's actually false. Now, while zooming around in a red sports car may draw the attention of the highway patrol, especially if you have a lead foot, but your insurance company doesn't care what color it is. Auto insurance premiums are determined by your vehicle's make, model, body type, engine size, and the vehicle's age.
Okay, but is it true the older you are, the more auto insurance is going to cost you? That's true, right?
Well, that's a good question, Tony. Now, once again, the answer is it depends. Now, it's true that your rates will probably be higher once you hit about age 75, but when you're in your 50s and 60s, you may enjoy some of the best rate savings of your entire lifetime, according to Progressive Insurance. Why? Because experience matters. Now, in many states, older drivers may also qualify for various driver discounts. Folks in this demographic can also enroll in state-approved safe driving courses, like those that are offered by AARP, AAA, and the National Safety Council. And if you pass one of these courses, it's often good for roughly 10% off your liability insurance premium.
Wow, that's great. Obviously, during retirement, when you may be on something of a fixed budget, saving as much as 10% on auto insurance, that's not nothing.
Well, here's the article's final true or false question. It's better to be in a lower tax bracket than a higher one.
Well, I would say that has to be true. Everybody wants to be in a lower tax bracket, right?
Well, got you again, Tony. It's false. Moving into a higher tax bracket should be viewed as a positive, even though many people who do so are fearful that it means that they'll be bringing in less income. But remember that you're only taxed at a higher rate on a portion of your new income. So your take-home pay actually goes up, which means that, yes, moving to a higher tax bracket means you'll be paying more, but it also means you'll be making more.
Yeah, making more is good. That's right. Good point. I can see that. So, and I know from previous conversations we've had on the show, taxes are often on the top of people's minds who are getting close to retirement. But while a lot of retirees out there will still pay taxes during their post-working years, just how much they pay comes down to strategy, I would imagine.
That's exactly right, Tony. And as the eight obstacles to retirement material that we share with our clients explains, the IRS doesn't stop knocking on your door just because you're retired. But the good news is there are ways you may be able to minimize how much you pay. Now, you and a financial services professional, along with a tax professional, may be able to craft a strategy that accurately places you in a tax bracket that significantly shrinks your tax burden, no matter your income level. It just takes some planning.
Well, yeah, and that's what it's all about, and working with a financial professional, right? That's the key here. Talking about taxes, obviously it's important. Taxes and inflation are two things that remain realities, and everybody's talking about them, even if we're permanently off the clock and in retirement.
That's very true, and as my eight obstacles to retirement material notes, if you aren't careful, rising inflation can eat away more of your nest egg with each passing year. And don't forget that core inflation doesn't factor things like food and gas, all of which is to say that your financial strategy needs to identify ways that your money can keep growing after you've retired so that you can keep up with inflation.
Yeah, and we've all been concerned about inflation and keeping up with it, especially the last couple of years. Great points there, one and all. Now, Cole, before we take another quick break here, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Definitely. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can reach out to us by our website, which is retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Thanks, Cole. Listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
And welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner, our hosts. And Sue and Cole, great conversation today. Before we jump back in, I want to remind our listeners that they should go to the website, retirewithbushka.com. And there they can check out our show page. They can listen to previous shows or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music, or on all the major podcasting sites. And this has been an enlightening show today about some of the things that are true and false about our retirement money. So, Sue, what's next on the agenda?
Well, I would like to continue our conversation about what you and your money can expect during retirement by focusing on a Money Magazine article entitled "The Five Biggest Risks People Face in Retirement Ranked." Now, I'll also continue adding some information from Eight Obstacles to Retirement, which again is an information tool unique to our office. Well, the article's top-ranked retirement risk is outliving your money, which according to a Hugh research study cited in the article, is fairly common. Now, you may also see the concept of outliving your money referred to as longevity risk. Now, living longer is great, but those extra years come at a price, and it's a price that many people fail to adequately prepare for. Now, one potential way to prepare for those extra years is to squeeze as much as possible out of Social Security by working until you're 70. By working past your full retirement age, your full benefit will increase up to age 70.
All right. Well, I know we've talked about obstacles to retirement. That's something you talk over with your clients and people you meet with. Do you cover anything about preparing for the possibility of a very long retirement?
Well, absolutely. Eight Obstacles to Retirement notes that it, in terms of life expectancy, turning 65 is an essential year. Once you hit that milestone, you're likely to live just more than 86 if you're a woman and about 84 if you're a man. Now, while again, that means more time to travel and take up new hobbies, it is going to require enough cash. So make sure that you're working with a financial services professional to answer questions like, does your current strategy provide the money you'll need for as much as 2 or 3 decades of retirement? While will you also be financially able to handle a possible future medical condition that permanently alters your lifestyle?
Yeah, that's the thing about planning for longevity. A lot of people don't realize the longer they live, the more they're going to spend on healthcare. And that's one of the biggest expenses they'll have in retirement. And the longer they live, that number goes up exponentially. As we get older, we have more health issues typically. I think a lot of us probably lose a little sleep when we think about those unexpected medical expenses, right, Sue?
Well, and rightly so, because higher than anticipated medical costs are the article's number two retirement risks. It references a Fidelity investment study that determined that the average 65-year-old couple can currently expect to spend about $315,000 on medical expenses during their retirement. Now, since Fidelity began conducting this survey a little more than 20 years ago, estimated healthcare expenses for retirees have nearly doubled. Now, experts recommend long-term care insurance, ideally purchased well before you need it, and health savings accounts as two possible ways to help manage the possibility of future high medical costs.
Wow. As you've stated before, just saying, oh, Medicare will cover that. That's not a winning strategy and not always accurate, is it?
Absolutely. That's right, Tony. Medicare is an essential part of retirement for many retirees, but in many cases, it won't be enough. Now, let's first look at Medicare in a general way. The Eight Obstacles to Retirement notes that you have numerous options when you first enroll. So having a broad understanding of the entire program is really important. And your choices matter because they'll potentially affect your level of coverage and your out-of-pocket expenses. Make sure that you're pondering both your cash flow and your possible future needs when making decisions about Medicare. Now, next are Eight Obstacles to Retirement adds that while millions of retirees will eventually need long-term medical care, Medicare doesn't cover all those expenses, despite what many do believe. While Medicare may cover a lot less than you're anticipating, working with a financial services professional may help you build the kind of strategy that addresses keeping more of your assets while also solidifying access to the long-term care services that you may one day need.
Right. And before we move on, Cole, I wanted to ask you about what you were just talking about there. Obviously, Medicare is such a huge part of it and health insurance. Don't you have a Medicare specialist there that you have worked with your clients and people that you work with?
We do, in fact. Yep, we've got a Medicare expert in our WASA office, as well as in our Eau Claire office now. We've got a new addition to our team over in Eau Claire. He just recently joined us, and we're excited to be able to provide those services directly to our clients in the Eau Claire area right in our office there. So we're pretty excited about that.
Wow, yeah, and I know Medicare is a big part of how you've helped your clients. And it is huge. It's a big part of retirement. Again, healthcare is one of the biggest costs people can have in retirement. So you want to minimize those costs, but make sure you're covered and make sure you're maximizing those Medicare benefits as well. Don't navigate through that maze without a Medicare specialist and working with a financial services professional. I don't think we can emphasize that enough, right, Sue?
That's right. And the Money Magazine article's number three retirement risk is stock market volatility. But we addressed that earlier in the show. So let's move on to number four, which is family expenses. As you prepare for retirement, you should consider the potential for unexpected family expenses. For example, if you and your spouse both anticipate working throughout retirement, your plan could easily fall by the wayside if one or you were to become chronically ill or something worse. Now, the Social Security Administration does provide a 100% survivor benefit if you've reached full retirement age, but that may not be enough money to maintain your current lifestyle, particularly if your spouse was working. Now, a divorce later in life could also drastically alter your retirement path. While it's difficult to plan for every potentiality, it's recommended that you discuss long-term care insurance, life insurance, and possibly even postnuptial agreement with your financial services professional and any other necessary experts.
Yeah, you need a good team, and I know you guys have a team there to help people with this. You know, they say hope for the best, but prepare for the worst, right?
We say that in our office all the time.
Exactly.
we always talk about creating a plan for the worst and hoping for the best. So that's that aligns directly with our planning philosophy. Now, that eight obstacles to retirement pushes this idea even further by addressing the possibility of losing your spouse during retirement. When building your financial and retirement strategies, discussing the possibility of losing a spouse is difficult. But the reality is, in most cases, one spouse will outlive the other, sometimes even significantly. Now, beyond the considerable emotional impact of such an enormous loss, there are often considerable financial implications for the surviving spouse also. So working with a financial services professional, you can carefully design a financial strategy that addresses the reality that one spouse may significantly outlive the other, and that takes steps to help the surviving spouse maintain their living standards so they can continue to enjoy their retirement as much as possible.
Right. And that is key right there. Well, you know what? This has been a great show today. A good topic, the truth about your retirement. Really good information for our listeners out there. But we are almost out of time. Cole, is there anything else you want to add before we go?
Well, Tony, just one final reminder that, of course, they don't have to plan for all of these things alone. That's what our highly skilled team of advisors is here for, and they can give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com to schedule that complimentary, no-obligation consultation.
All right, sounds great. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.